Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. The time is now 6:03 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:03 p.m. on the West Coast. Today is May the 22nd, 2021, and welcome to the TMGS, the Michael Gaye Show. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Saturday here in the ATL, and hopefully next weekend will be the same, as it will be Memorial Day weekend. I know people are preparing for it, getting their barbecue grills together. They're marinating that meat. Well, maybe it might be a little bit too early to start prepping. Well, maybe, you know, it's just me. But hope you guys are enjoying your day. And we have a great show lined up. We have some hot topics we're going to get into, and there's so much that's gone on this week. And it's not just this week. It's just amazing how some of the same bullshit happens each week. Each week. So we're going to talk about that, some politics, and then in the second hour, we do have a special guest. Mr. Jay Only is going to join us, young man. He's got some really interesting music. I really like, you know, his tracks that I've heard. We're going to be able to get in a few of them, and we're just going to have a great show, great conversation. Waiting for some of my co-hosts to join in, and we'll get into these topics, and I don't want to go into the Louisiana State Trooper right away, because there's so much about that. And before I start, I want to give everybody a chance to chime in. So speaking of law enforcement and this gentleman here, I'm pretty sure he has a lot to share with us and his view of what has been happening. And then other stuff is popping up, you guys. This isn't the first time something happened in Louisiana. Something happens everywhere every day, right? But this is not the first time that the state troopers did something, and now they found some text messaging that was done where these some officers had beat up a suspect. All right, so let me go ahead and open up the mic to Mr. Officer Crenshaw. How you doing, Crenshaw? Happy Saturday, my brother.
I'm good. I'm good, Mike. I'm good. How are you today?
Oh, man, I'm blessed and favored that I'm still here.
Hey.
And you know I mean that in more ways than one.
I want to say you're going to have to do what I did, but then that takes away from all the topics of the show. I blocked the world out for a week, dude. I no news, no radio, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was almost like laying in your bedroom just naked and enjoying the world.
And enjoying that AC, that cool air, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
You'll have to enlighten me about this Louisiana trooper because I didn't hear anything. I shut the world out, man. I just said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I need to rest my brain and my body so that my soul will feel good about the next day. And I shut the world out.
Oh, I follow you, yeah. And, you know, we haven't taken a break in a little while, and normally we would after maybe like 2 or 3 months. I usually would say, hey, look, we'll just do a rebroadcast and come back, give us a break, which after next week, we're going to take a break after next week. I promise that, and I'll give everybody more detail on that after next week's show. But I don't want to talk about this whole thing with what happened in Louisiana. Not right now. I want to hold on to that for a minute, and let me go ahead and open up another mic here. Okay. Of course, our brother, appreciate him. He's going to be with us for the first hour. But I'm glad he's here. You know, even if he was only for the first 15 minutes, I'm still glad that he stops by and hollers at us. Time and shit, what's up, my brother?
What's going on, man?
You tell me,
man.
What's
going on, man? You know, things have been busy. So, you know, they're opening up the open mics and stuff. So I'm working on shows and everything. So things are starting to pick back up. So that was a good thing. So.
That's fantastic. I'm glad of that.
Don't forget about the bionic man. Jumping off the roof onto the mattress and trying to figure out if it was our trampoline or just us trying to be the bionic man.
Okay. I won't forget that.
Yeah. Officer Crenshaw must be thinking about East St. Louis.
Right.
I sure.
The Bionic Man. Yeah, I remember reading that. Yep, definitely. That was funny. Great writing, man. Great writing, and it's so funny because you can read those stories and you can relate to it. You know, I mean, not everybody can,
right.
But. To be honest, the same thing. Back when I was in California, when I was living in California, and we lived on 30th off of Arlington. In fact, Tommy, you should know that area by Adams and Crenshaw area. And yeah, my oldest sister's bedroom, she had the little balcony thing off her bedroom, right? And we didn't have a mattress. We just had pillows. We didn't drag a mattress. We just put a bunch of pillows out there and was diving off the damn balcony. And one of my brothers was in midair when my mom and dad pulled up. Oh, he was the first one who got the ass whooping.
Yeah.
He was in midair. I was like, hey, I didn't get one because I didn't jump.
Right,
I was too small.
Right.
You know, but,
yeah, well,
they
you,
all.
And they, when you tore down your, you know, also probably the worst beatings we received, like we tore down our bunk beds, diving off our bunk beds and, you know, and when you start creating your own fun, that's when your imagination just really started to fly. And you could do anything, you know. until yep. that gravity took over and brought you really quickly down to the ground.
And especially since you tore down the bunk beds, it's like now you're destroying property. You written
oh,
this
yeah.
right now. As long as you're my child, you just written it.
Yeah, and especially if you got a black, you know, if you got a black father who work all day and come
mm-hmm.
home and hear you banging and some of all that goddamn noise. Who the hell is this next to you know, and he still got that Salem cigarette in his mouth with the ashes that never fall off, and he can talk
right.
to you with the cigarette in his mouth as he's cussing you out and beating your ass at the same time, you know. So.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. Now, yeah, we laugh at that stuff today, but boy, the day it was happening, man, that was not a good day.
You know, but they call it child abuse now, you know. I mean, but, you know, it's a different time and era. But back then, I mean, I guess that kind of helped us to become who we are now because we had discipline. We knew that there was consequences, which would have been an ass beating if you did something. You would second guess. Nowadays, you know, I guess... I don't know. It's just crazy, you know. And I'm not
right.
saying that every
right.
child needs to be disciplined that way, but, you know, a lot of folks try to say, well, it goes back to slavery times. Well, I'm sure in other countries and other parts of the world, if somebody does something wrong, well, really, there are some countries or there are some, you know, places where getting a ass whipping wasn't that bad. Or isn't that bad? There's other ways they would discipline you. That was kind of worse. You know, when you get
a
spanking, it's all
like a buddy of mine. Hey, you could be like a buddy of mine. His dad tied him to a tree and left him out there. And I even said to him, hey, man, are you going to school? Yeah, bro, can you cut me loose?
Simon, you knew we weren't neighbors, man. Are you sure we weren't neighbors?
Hey, man. Was that you? Hey, you always thought you were getting the worst of the beatings. You always thought. Yeah. But there was always that kid whose parents took it to a whole new level. And you go, damn, I'm glad they didn't do that to me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My
I
dad
feel lucky.
Did that to me because I ate the last of the sugar that was in the house in my cornflakes. And he tied my ass to the tree and said, I'm going to leave you out here overnight for the ants to come get you.
Yeah.
The ants.
And I always asked after that, anybody want any sugar? I made sure I wasn't ate the last of the sugar.
And, you know, and you know, coming from a big family, if you came from a big family, those type of things, you know, it's bound to be something. That you had to address because of the big family, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. Because the thing is that you know you took the last of the sugar for your cereal, but you know that little bit of sugar could have probably made a whole gallon of Kool-Aid for the whole family.
Yep.
You know, Mike, it's just like watermelon. I used to think that there was no other fruit in the world other than watermelon. That's good. I say, is there any oranges or cherries or, you know, can we get an apple? Boy, you better go in there and get you some of that watermelon. And you go up your cousin's house. All they ate was watermelon. Now watermelon is a delicacy. It is one of the greatest things you can eat. But, yeah, we ate so much of it. I was like, man, I just need a break.
Yep.
Right. All right, gentlemen, let me go ahead and get to this first topic. Because, as you well know, Janet does research, and she sends me a lot of stuff. I put some ideas out there, and we throw it against the wall and see what sticks. This one's going to stick. The election was when? The presidential election was when? Last year, right?
November. Yeah, last year.
Last year, yeah. I got a question. Why are they still counting the ballots? In Arizona. Why are they still trying to find a reason to say that the man who is in the White House now should not be in the White House and that they're going to turn this whole thing around? You look at here in Arizona, they're doing this ballot count, and I don't know, well, Officer Crenshaw, you said that you shut everything off for a while.
But you're looking at they're doing this ballot count. And now they're trying to claim, well, they already tried to claim that ballots were sent here from overseas. And they got a system where they're going to figure it out because it came from an Asian country. And over in those countries, they use bamboo to make paper. So they're going to figure out which ballots are made out of bamboo. Is this the most ridiculous thing you ever heard in your life?
Yeah, well, you know, Mike, they got nothing else because they ain't talking about policy. You know,
no.
You know, Trump, when they used to ask him, well, where is your, you know, you got health care reform? Yeah, yeah. Well, when are you going to put it out? He didn't have a health care plan. The whole time he was in office, he never came, but yet he spent his majority of his time shooting down Obamacare. And it's the same thing now. They have nothing. Okay? They know. I mean, only thing Biden's got to worry about is inflation. That's it. If inflation holds, his programs will work. That's the only thing they're worried about. Is there going to be inflation if he, you know, does these big, heavy-handed policies that's going to cost a lot of money. If they don't, he can roll. You know, a lot of things will happen. I mean, so...
Mike, I don't know too much about that. I just had a thought. You said they made their ballots out of bamboo.
Well, this is the accusation, okay? They're claiming that, I don't know if you heard the claim, is that a lot of ballots were sent over here from an Asian country. I'm trying to remember what country they said it was from. But that in a lot of countries overseas, they don't make their paper out of, you know, trees that as we do, you know, out of pine and this and that. They have a lot of bamboo, so they use bamboo. So they're trying to prove that, well, this is our argument, is that where they came from overseas, because we can prove, once we find it, because they haven't proved it yet, that the paper, these ballots were made out of bamboo paper. So that's what they're doing. They're actually trying to bring in this type of technology. And this company that they're using, Ninja something, and I'm trying to pull it up. I had it up here on the screen. This is a outside contractor. Now, a question came about, well, who's funding this? Where's the money coming from, and how much are they getting paid? They don't want to release how much money is being paid for this audit, right? In fact, they were running the audit in an auditorium there in Arizona, and since the graduation was coming up and all these high schools use this location for, you know, the ceremony, thank goodness we're back to being able to do some things. They had to move all of this stuff over to the building next door, which does not have a good ventilation system, per se, like a storage area. So there was concern about that. Because, see, they can't destroy anything they have. They can't destroy any of the ballots, anything, once they go through it. It has to be held. In fact, that came up. All documents must be preserved. So to answer your question, yes, they're trying to prove and say that, yes, this came from another country. We're going to find a way to prove it. And now the scary part is some other Republican controlled states want to do the same thing. They want to go ahead and have this company come in and go over the ballots again. Keep in mind, we're almost in summer, and the election was last year. We're almost into the midterm, and the election for the presidency was last year, and they're still trying to find something.
Mike, they don't understand this is going to cost them because they're destroying.
It's costing already.
They're destroying the Republican Party. You're flat out destroying it. You're not about morals and values. And you keep talking this cancel culture and you keep trying to promote this guy, you know, who is gone. And you don't understand. And that's why they don't, you know, they don't want you know, them to do certain things. They don't want investigations. They don't want, because they know you're going to get exposed. And when that exposure happens, it's over. It's over.
And that's another good thing that you brought up is where, what's his name, Clyde? Senator Clyde, is his last name Clyde? Yeah, his last name is Clyde.
Senator Clyburn?
Huh?
You said about Senator Clyburn?
Is his last name Clyde or his first name Clyde? His last name is Clyde, I believe.
Clyburn. No, Clyburn.
No, it's not Clyburn. In fact, I'm looking for it now. And I'm sure you've seen this video where he says the insurrection, he said that this was just like a normal tour at the Capitol. He said, you know, folks were in there taking pictures. I mean, this is what this guy said. It didn't exist. In fact, if you look at many who came up and spoke after January the 6th, Mitch McConnell was one, and he said, and you know what, I apologize, you guys. I was trying to get these little audio clips up in time for the show, and I was trying to search, and then my system didn't work right. But I'm still going to pull them up so that we can talk about it hopefully next week briefly. But even Mitch McConnell had said that that these people did this because they were misinformed, the information they were given, you know. In other words, he was saying that Donald Trump incited this whole thing. But then he turns around, and when they want to put together the commission, he's like, nah. Now, had he kept his mouth shut, maybe some Republicans, senators would have had the balls to speak up and go ahead and say and vote to go ahead and do this. But he spoke out, and now they got to turn around and be like, well, we got to say no, too, because if Mitch doesn't agree with it. But, Mitch, you just a few months ago, you said you didn't agree with it, with what happened. Now you're going to turn around and say, well, it makes no sense to have a commission on it. We had a commission on 9/11 to find out what happened, right? We did that on a bunch of other things that happened. So why not now? Because it goes back to what you just said. The guy who lost, they go down there to Mar-a-Lago, and he puts the screws to him because his base. That's why.
Well,
and let me open up the mic real quick. No, go ahead and answer. I'm sorry. And then I just open up the mic to the lady of the house. But go ahead and answer, and then Janet is going to chime in and join us.
The reason why they don't want the commission to happen, because the investigation will expose all who were involved. Them guys could go to jail. I'm telling you, they all were involved in trying to overthrow the government. That's what it would come down to. Why do you think that the National Guard never showed up? Trump held it up. He told those guys. They set that shit up, man. He set that whole thing up. He told those guys don't show up. That brother told them, we could have been here in 20 minutes. I could have had you 150 to 200 soldiers in 20 minutes. Trump held it back for 3.5 hours. That's why those people died. Brother, I'm telling you, people will go to jail if they finish that investigation. You're going to find out that them white cats was all involved and Trump was the ringleader. They all going to jail. I'm telling you, that's what I say on.
Okay. Let me see here. I'm finding it now. Let's see. Claims. Okay, his name is Andrew Clyde. And actually, he's a representative for believe it or not, guess where he is? Right here in the state of Georgia. Okay, which I knew that, but you know, when you look at your state going red to blue, okay, for two seats, you're not going to be happy, and you're going to be willing to say whatever the hell you want to say, even though it's a bold-faced lie. It's like the story, I think it was Richard Pryor said in a joke years ago, and it was something about cheating, and where, you know, the woman said, I know you had sex with her. I know you had sex with her. I'm trying to keep you clean. I know you. And it said, yes, I had sex with her, but I make love to you. What's the difference? What's the difference? Janet Davis is on the board. Hello, Janet. Janet, happy Saturday. Glad you could make it.
Thank you. Hey. Hi. I don't know who's on. Yeah, I have a big function today. It's a baby shower, so I just wanted to pop in and say hi. And the minute I get a break, I will be coming back. Probably end up being the second half, but you know how people get off to a slow start. We were supposed to start at 4, and now and then start telling them it's 5:30.
Well, when you come back, Janet, you got to answer that question Mike just posed to you.
Oh, what was that? Mike, you posed a question?
Yeah, he said, what's the difference?
Oh.
You got to answer that question.
What's the difference between
cheating and having sex with that person and making love to the other?
I think it's no difference whatsoever. Sex is sex, you know? But when you're with a person and you're committed to that person, I guess you don't just be just trying to get a quick fix, you know?
There you go. You know, I'm just being me, Janet. I'm just being
right.
Right. No
I'm
problem.
I'm really trying my hardest to try to find this clip and see if I can upload it of where he says it, because I had problems with it. Let me see if I can do it, but I'm trying to find that clip of Mr. Clyde, Andrew Clyde, just really ignoring it. And he's not the only one. McCarthy's the same thing. They all said that was wrong and there should be some investigation. We need to find out what's going on. But it seems like after they go kiss the ring, they flip-flop. You know what I mean by kiss the ring.
Right. It was almost like McCarthy set Congressman, I think he set him up because he told him to go and negotiate and everything, and he came up with a good deal, and he was satisfied with it, and McCarthy was satisfied, and like you said, McCarthy kissed the ring. And then
he went to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Right. He went to Mar-a-Lago, and he kissed the ring. And it's so amazing. This has never happened in the history of this country. I've never known a former president to have so much control of a party from a distance. Granted, when Republican president and you lose that election, you back the next candidate, or you back, you know, mm-hmm. those persons, you know, folks who's running for office. They ask the former president, hey, will you support my campaign? And they do that. But for them to have total control, or him to have total control the way he does, and they're being in denial. I'm trying to think of the other individual. Oh, wow. He says that, there was a few bad apples.
You've never had a former president that was as rich as he was before he became president. So when you have
It depends on how you define rich, because the thing is, we really don't know how rich he is. I'm not saying the man ain't got no money. No, he got money. But we don't know how rich he really is, because if they've proven that he only paid $750 in taxes, and they, okay, let's deduct what he owes the government.
Smart.
Excuse me?
I mean smart. By rich, I mean smart, because he keeps all those politicians coming to his venue.
Well, let me say this. I remember there was a guy named Ray Ray Browning in Pasadena, California. Ray Ray was a dope dealer. He was a dope dealer. And the dude had money. He was rich.
Right.
Money-wise, and I'm sure you can relate to this because I'm pretty sure you've known some folks that, yeah, he's dealing dope, we know, but we don't get him, right? But the thing about Ray Ray is that where he was smart, he had a few houses, and you know who he had run his drug houses? Kids under 18, because they can't be charged as adults, right, at that time. Couldn't be charged as adults. They've arrested Ray Ray, and he bombed out, no problem. When they finally got him, and this was, I mean, this was a serious task force, they finally got him in another state. In fact, I believe it was in Michigan. The man had on over $600,000 worth of jewelry when they got him. But then when they got to, when the story came out about his arrest, now keep in mind, when he went to jail, he had some rivals. Some of those rivals disappeared. Which we know some of them. Well, you don't, but I know some of the rivals because I knew that they were dealing drugs. But the point I'm saying, not every criminal is stupid. Donald Trump, to me, is a criminal. That's my personal opinion. Not every listener has to agree with it because I know there's some that are probably listening and say, no, he's not. He's the greatest thing next to sliced bread. Donald Trump is a criminal, okay? We already know that for what he did back in his casino days. But we don't know the truth about what his value is. And once you take away net worth, right, liquidated, you don't really know what his true value is. Am I right or wrong?
I can tell you this. Cy Vance knows what he got.
Who?
Cy Vance, the one that just slapped that criminal charge on him. They know what he got. They know that he ain't what he say he is. As a matter of fact, what's his name? Mark Cuban even said he's not what you think he is. What's the guy that used to be mayor of New York? Begin with a B.
I know he's damn it, it's on the tip of my tongue. I know you're talking about.
Right. Right. He even said that Trump ain't what he say he is. Okay? He got money, but he's not that guy. But that's not what they're trying to get him is. That's why Cy Vance him, because if he was that guy, you don't have to be that crooked. Okay, because you
right.
got plenty of people that want to do business with you. But why is it that you got, because you, as they say, fast and a cat covering up shit, that's what he's doing. And he's covering it up. But his days are definitely shortened because they've been wanting to get him for a long time, baby. And you done stepped over in some stuff that's been stuck this time. It's all over your shoe, and you can't get out. I'm sorry. But they gonna get him.
Right.
This is his time. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So let me jump to because I know you guys got other engagements and I understand that and I want to make sure we talk about these topics because in the second hour we do have a guest. I want to shift gears. I want to look at and I'm trying to pull it up on my screen. So bear with me. Come on. I'm almost there. Maricopa County. Okay. So now I want to talk about this video that, by the way, accidentally was released. Accidentally. it was recorded 2 years ago. All right. And what I'm speaking of is the death of Ronald Green. This is so disturbing because, to be honest with you, I'm like burnt out because now you see this video over and over again, and they slowly putting out different clips of it, little by little, different angles, you know. And I don't know if any of you have watched it. I believe, Tommy, you probably have. Crenshaw, I'm not sure if you've seen any of it, but if you can, take a look. This is sad because, granted, Mr. Green ran from the cops in his vehicle, and he pulled over. They didn't have to put out the spike strips. They didn't have to do this, that, and the other. They didn't have to do the pit maneuver. He finally pulled over. All right. But unfortunately, Mr. Green is dead. But it took us 2 years to find out he's dead, and the family was told a lie. Now, let's do a little bit of a timeline as much as I can. He ran from them. He pulled over. If you watch the video, they're saying, you know, all kinds of cuss words, get out, this, that, and the other thing. They tase him. They tase him numerous times in the video. They have him laying in the prone position, right? You can see where, you know, they hit him, you know, and then they handcuff him. And at one point he says in the video, and you hear it clearly, he says, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. He said, you're my brother, or I'm your brother. I'm not sure which one he said, but he said that. He said, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. He says it over and over again. And he's saying, Jesus, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. But they still do what they do. And they tell him, lay on your belly. Now, this takes me back to George Floyd situation. You are handcuffed. You are hogtied, and that's what they call it. His legs, he can't even move his feet. And one officer grabs his legs and drags him face down a couple of feet. What was the reason for that? But again, I say, this happened 2 years ago, and there's two police reports. I'm sorry. These are state troopers. This is Louisiana. Reports that has no mention of what they did. He started coughing up blood. One officer says, I hope the MS don't have AIDS. How many of you guys seen this? And what is your thoughts if you've seen the video?
I've seen the video, and Mike, it's a given. Community. I mean, you know, they don't want to get rid of that immunity policy, because if they do, these guys are stuck. Because a lot of them are doing things that they should not be doing. They're taking it too far, and they're really putting themselves in situations that they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Officer Crenshaw, have you seen the video?
No, I was just trying to watch it and trying to make sense out of it. And it's like what Timon said. You got a lot of officers who are doing things that they shouldn't be doing, making the comments and the statements that they shouldn't be making, even, you know, knowing their body camera is recording everything. You know, that's just as bad as if you to a homicide and you're standing over the person that's dying and you make the comment, you deserve it.
That's a good thing that you said that, because that's exactly what freaking happened. One officer
really
makes a comment and the audio is picked up. So when you get a chance to look at it and as they keep releasing the videos, you start hearing things and seeing more things. The one officer says, yeah, that shit hurts, don't it? And another officer, when you look at his body cam, you can see he's gesturing to his camera like, hey, 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 your camera, you know, it's picking it up.
Right, letting him know he's picking up the sound and the, everything.
And the actions, right. But then like another individual said that, but in the heat of the moment, for some officers, not all now, in the heat of the moment,
still,
that body cam is not on their mind. This is what they're used to doing. And then maybe one officer who's standing on the, you know, standing away from the situation might catch view and think about it like, oh, wait a minute, this is all being recorded. Though he's not intervening.
Well, Mike, also the question has to be asked, why do we have the video cameras? Why did they start making these cats wear cameras?
For us to
why?
See
because
what
of all,
happens
because, of all the, because of all mm-hmm. the dirt that they were doing for so long. That they got away
mm-hmm.
with. And even now, even with the camera, how long does it take them to put to finally show the video? Because you know what? You know they can go in and edit the video. And then they also got who they have on their side? The prosecutor. The prosecutor, is going to sit back, and he's basically a used car salesman. He's just cutting deals all day.
Okay, but
down.
Let me say this. But I'm sorry to interrupt, but let me ask you this. What I found interesting was, and Officer Crenshaw, I'm sure you remember, something as simple as this. Remember the situation where an officer here in Cobb County was recorded making a comment about, we only shoot black people. Remember that?
Right. Yeah.
Remember that was Cobb? And I believe it was a new chief came into office at the time. And this officer was still working. And you know what he did? He did a review of all the video of this officer. Now, think about it where if you believe someone is stealing from your company, right, what you going to do?
Right.
You're going to watch the videos of their actions in the store, how they work with people. You know, if they're stealing from your store, let's say you own a store. You're going to be like, wait a minute, did he take some money from them or not? Or he just gave it to them. So you're going to start, that's why you have the cameras, just like Timon just said. That's what it's supposed to be for. So I kind of wonder that if that's the case, how come they don't review an officer's performance, per se, every so often? Take a look at the video, you know?
Well,
if you're getting a lot of complaints from the public about a particular officer, I wouldn't just look at that one complaint. I would go back and look at, okay, let me watch some of his body cam. I mean, that to me, that would be the logical thing to do. But go ahead, sir.
Well, it would be the logical thing to do, but their argument in that is manpower and hours. We don't have the manpower to review all the body cam footage, even if it's a particular officer, because the first thing they're going to tell you is it's only stored for so long and then deleted or erased.
Now, Mike.
Yeah, but this was held for 2 years. This incident happened 2 years ago. And it was
somebody purposely held that video. They purposely held that video because when body cams first came out, you were sharing body cams.
Mm-hmm.
When one shift took over, they signed up. They took their video, turned it in. They gave their camera to the next shift. It's just like bulletproof vests. When we first got issued bulletproof vests, we had to share until ours came in off of order. It wasn't mandated.
Okay.
Mike, we know who the dirty cops are or the dirty probation officer at my job, which are the DSO
right.
and everybody. We know bad staff. We always call them,
right.
we call them weak-ass staff. Because there are certain cats who do certain things. And you say Yeah, man, I don't even know that fool's still working here. Oh, you know, how did he pass psyche back? They know who they are. You can't tell me they don't know. Them dudes know who the fools are at the job. But
right.
They're not going to say nothing because you don't want to be you know, characterized as a snitch, you know. That's why it took them so long in New York. Them dudes know who the dudes are doing dirt. They know the guys who's making all the mistakes at the job or who's getting all the bad write-ups. They know. The guy who's cheating on his wife, they know all the dirt. It's all there, all the stories. They're not going to say that. They're just hoping that, hey, one day somebody catch their ass. That's what they hope.
And then
if they get caught, they don't care.
Right. Until something very tragic that goes nationwide happens, they're only looking at numbers. Oh, we can't afford to lose these three officers because we're going to be short three officers. You know, how are we going to replace them? You know, who are we going to replace
them with? But then again, what do we replace? You know what? But the thing, like at my job, probation, we used to have 1,100 kids at our juvenile hall. Now we got 130, okay? 130. And these guys, they finding heroin. They finding at the facility. They finding cell phones. Fools even streaming on Facebook. They doing all kinds of stuff. They finding vape pens.
Right.
And staff.
But now let me just drop back a little bit. As I said, I only have so much time, you guys. I know you guys got to run before the second hour. But here's the thing that got me, and this is an article from the Washington Post. I saw this pop up, that this behavior with the Louisiana State Police or troopers is not new. Because in March, though this incident that we were just talking about happened 2 years ago and it just happened to pop up. But now keep in mind, like I said, which I asked you about, someone should be able to take a look at this. And Officer Crenshaw said, well, we don't have the manpower. No, you should make the manpower. Your state should. I know Louisiana, I mean, I've driven through the state. There's potholes all the way down the expressway. I know that. Okay? But in March 13th, 2021, this article came up, and I just want to go through it real quick. Let me get to the start of it. Oh, state troopers texted about the whooping, quote, they gave a black man, record show. Quote, they said, he's going to have nightmares. Now, let me just give you a little bit of what they of this story. Shortly after four Louisiana State Police troopers allegedly, which they have to use that word, beat a black man who had surrendered following a high-speed chase, the officers of Troop F, which I think about the TV show F Troop, sent 14 text messages to brag about the, quote, whooping they had given to 29-year-old Antonio Harris, according to court filings. Now, this is a filing. Quote, he going to be sore tomorrow for sure. Trooper Jacob Brown group texted his colleagues in May following the alleged accusations. Quote, he's going to have nightmares for a long time. Warm my heart knowing we could educate that young man. The court filing from earlier this month, which were first reported by Sound Off Louisiana, came after four white officers, Brown, DeMoss, George Harper, and Randall Dixon, were arrested on accusations of excessive force, lying about multiple arrests and turning off their body cameras. So it goes back to that. Like you said, the body cameras were put on officers so that there's another point of view. But what's the sense of having, let's say, the recent incident that happened, and they give you pieces by pieces, little by little, you know, to the public, and then they edit it,
Mike,
that's going to go into their favor.
The body cam can also be a concluded piece of evidence depending on the situation. You know, if I'm dealing with someone right in front of me and someone to my right comes out shooting, by the time
right.
my body turns to him, it's just got him running away.
Right.
You know, in that particular situation with the text messages, the blue wall of silence had been broken somewhere. Somebody informed somebody on the Civilian Review Board or the Citizens Review Board of what occurred after the man probably made his complaint. They went out talking to other officers. They went to go see. They did their surveillance. They found out that these officers hang in a group. They got their clique. They had to get warrants in order to get those text messages off their phones. In order to get that warrant, they had to have adequate probable cause that they were talking about that situation or other situations. So the blue wall of silence had been destroyed throughout that group. That's the only way they would have got those text messages. You can't just, if your personal cell phone, that department has no grounds over it unless they have an SOP in place that if you're using that cell phone while on your tour of duty, we can retrieve it. We can obtain it and receive the information off of it. But it's still a violation of privacy. You might have pictures of your wife or your girlfriend on there that you don't want nobody to see. So they have to obtain a warrant in order to get that. So somebody had to tell what was going on, what was being said, in order for them to get that information.
Well, that's a good point. And then I want to go ahead, and I know I only got a few more minutes with you guys, but before we go into the next, well, into our second hour with our guest, Jay Only. But now in some states, an officer who is involved into a shooting or so, they cannot interrogate or question that officer for what, 30 days, am I right?
No, they can come up to him and ask him anything the day of the shooting. He doesn't have to answer it until he has adequate representation present.
Right. Okay.
They can call him in the next day and say, we need you to make a statement. And he, no, I'm not going to make a statement until my rep or my attorney is present.
But he has, but it's up to 30 days. And then also, well, the things that were the department has a choice of a decision to make. But according to what I read, that in many jurisdictions, they really can't interrogate an officer. They can ask him anything, right. They can ask him, but he doesn't have to answer anything regarding the situation for at least 30
right.
days. Right.
Right.
Okay. Even though, like in the situation, or the ones that we've seen, and people are upset, they can say, hey, man, what went on? I refuse to answer. So they put them on administrative duty, correct? Because they really can't.
You get put on administrative duty whether you answer any questions or not. That's just policy
correct.
In most departments.
Right. Okay. All right, so look, we got six more minutes on this, and we're going to go ahead and take a music break. But before we do that, and I want to thank you, Officer Crenshaw. I know you got a busy day, time and shift. Thank you. But give me your final thoughts on what we talked about in the first hour, these cases and these situations.
I think that unless they change the laws, Mike, and really come down on everyone, you know, I change the way. I'm not saying I'm not one of those guys that say get rid of the police. I don't believe in that. So we do need to have that. But you still got to make to where the public should not be in fear of the police to a point they're, how are you saying, you know, that they're afraid to get pulled over? You know, Candace Owens and that dude Brian Tatum said if they would just do what the police tell them to do, they wouldn't get killed. You know, just keep your hands on the wheel. I do this. I pull out all my stuff. Why is it that I need to, unless he gives me all that and quit asking questions on why he pulled you over? Oh, so I can't ask you no questions. I'm just supposed to just do. if you didn't feel you did anything, you say, hey, what's the problem, officer? Just get your hands out of the car. Just do this. Just do that. Well, wait a minute. If I'm not yelling or screaming, I'm just asking a question. Why do you have to talk to me in a way like, you know, like I did something wrong? You know,
right.
Why are you agitated? You know, it shouldn't be that way. If not, you shouldn't be a police officer. You should not be a police officer if you feel that way. So that's my point.
And mine, for all the listeners, thank God, and I don't mean this in a negative way, for George Floyd and the situation being brought to light with excessive force. Because one thing that I know personally has been done based off of his death, the blue wall of silence is gone. People, most officers don't care about being a snitch or a rat anymore unless they work in close environments. They're going to tell and they're going to speak now. The other side of it is respect and responsibility. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, which means that officer walking up to the car needs to be respectful. That person in the car needs to be respectful. If it gets blowed out of hand, it'll get blowed out of hand. But if the officer walk up to the car and, why you stop me? I wasn't doing shit. Or if the officer walk up, why the hell are you driving so fast? You know, I would tell people all the time, you're policing in a neighborhood you don't live in. So when you come to work, you're basically in their home. Give them the respect they deserve in their home the same way you want to be respected in your home.
Okay, that's definitely true. That's definitely true. Let's see, we got 3 more minutes before the top of the hour. And let's see, I got a person here at 323-338, and I'm not sure if they have a question or comment. They know how it works. Hit the number one. I'll open up their mic and have them do that momentarily. And as we're talking, but go ahead, Simon.
I was just going to say, that Candace Owens and Brandon Tatum talking about we trying to make George Floyd a hero. No, and we're not trying to make him a mortal, but he did not deserve to die, okay?
Correct.
You say that he had drugs in his system all you want. They're still talking about George Floyd, and that black woman is still, her and Brandon Tatum, and they're talking about Black Lives Matter. They are shooting down every time you say blue and Larry Elder, and Dennis Prager and all of them, that's what they do, man. And they're going after and saying, oh, well, look what he did. But my thing is, it doesn't matter what he did. He was a human being. He's a human being, man. He didn't deserve to die. You got 4 guys on one, and y'all couldn't handle him? Come on, bro. If that's then, call for backup. That's all I'm saying.
You there, Mike?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You got folks who always want to say, "Well, they shouldn't have ran. They should have just stopped," you know. And then you got people who say, "And then this is the thing that kills me." And really, to be honest, I hate when they bring up a person's past in order to say, or in order to make it seem like it's justified. He was a former drug dealer. He formerly had 5 kids, and he was owing the state money. You know, just, you know what I'm saying? They bring up all this other bullshit that has nothing to do with the situation to destroy the credibility of that person.
Yeah. They're trying to bring up Ahmaud Arbery's juvenile record.
Right.
He didn't die. He didn't deserve to be hunted down in the street. He didn't deserve to even be stopped. You know, most officers supposed to know the law. If you're running down the street I don't know what the hell you're running for. If I got a call, it's gotten to the point now to where I have to be, the officer has to be able to prove he has a reason for stopping that person. Other than that, he's got to let him go. And that's fine. If I got a call of somebody wearing certain colors running down the street with a gun in their hand, and I see this person, and I stop them and say, hey, you know, where are you coming from? You got any weapons on you, anything that can hurt me or stick me or, you know, a bazooka or anything that might blow me up? I would always do things to try to get people to laugh and smile, to break down.
Hey, I'm with you on that. That's just good structure, man. That's good structure. That's how you structure, you know? And it takes, it brings everything down. It really does.
Once I got you to laugh, then you realize I'm not trying to harm you. I'm just trying to do my job. And if you ain't got no, you don't have any guilt about you as far as what you're doing, you're going to let me. And then you go on about your way. But if you're jogging down the street, I don't give a shit if it was 20 burglaries that happened in the area. You show me where you think I was a burglar running down the street because I'm going for a jog. Okay, you had burglaries in that area. I'm jogging down the street as a black man, okay, a high yellow black man. And then you got a white woman jogging down the street past me. You're going to stop her.
In fact, I know, you know what, you were probably thinking the same thing as I was thinking. I think you probably seen the video of the man, he's in his own yard. I've seen these, and I've been looking, I've been looking at him. Well, the man's in his own yard, and he's looking around. He just got his grass cut, and the cop says, are you okay? And walks up, pulls up, and like, I need to see your ID. You need to see my ID for what? I'm in my own yard. This is my house. And they call for backup. I mean,
and unfortunately, that happened. But if that person says, for what? No, it's not going to show you. Then you need to explain why. Don't get offended. Explain why. Put yourself in that person's shoes. If you're in your front yard cutting the grass.
But you know what? They believe that badge, I'm supposed to kiss your ass because I'm wearing that badge. It's so many guys that wear their ego. When they put that badge on, that ego, man, goes to 100%. I've seen it. I've seen guys who believe it.
Simon, you know as well as I do, those same guys are the ones that put in for a health call first because they're getting their ass handed to them.
Right. And they're the ones that end up causing the situation that could have been de-escalated. They're the ones that escalated the situation because the dude didn't just jump when they say hi, and they said jump, and they didn't say how high. They were bothered by that.
Well, that's a good thing that you brought that up because I just recently saw, in fact, it happened this week. I believe it was in Florida, California. Other states are trying to beat you when it comes to high-speed police chases. And this video, if you guys get a chance, take a look at it. I believe it was in Florida. There was five in the vehicle. And they spun out, and that vehicle flipped, turned over. And, I mean, you would have thought somebody in that car would not have survived, to be honest. And take a look at the video. But when I watch it, I see where once the car is upside down, the other patrol cars move in. But this one patrol car, as one individual is crawling out the back window, this officer comes up and hits the vehicle, actually hits it. Just, I mean, I'm pretty sure less than a foot away from where that person was crawling out. Okay. Now, the question is, the adrenaline that happens during a chase, and I'm asking Officer Crenshaw that, do you know or have you known of where that adrenaline gets probably out of control? For, well, we already know it does, but
It does.
I mean, at what point?
But not enough to put your own ass in the hot seat by hitting the vehicle and causing damage to your car, because you might have caught your perp, but shit, you getting rolled up for damage to the car. And you can't blame it on them after they already flipped and crashed. You can't say they rammed you. So how do you explain it? I've seen it to where the adrenaline is flowing so fast, it, only thing in your mind is, I got to catch him. But then when you catch him, what do you do with him? You got to lock him up and do all the damn paperwork to come with it. When I was new on the department and my supervisors would cancel a high-speed chase, I would be mad as hell. As my years progressed, I realized it ain't personal to me.
Right.
They're looking out for me by canceling that chase, because I could have been the one flipping in the damn car.
Right. And when you have an eye in the sky, you know, which I've noticed some jurisdictions are really smart, they'll back off a little bit, because as long as they can see that patrol car in the rearview mirror, they're going to go faster, right? But you got an eye in the sky. You can't outrun a helicopter. I'm sorry. I've never seen it.
And Mike, in my job, when I'm dealing with a kid that's out of control, and they're like, the kid's kicking the door, and they say, man, we got to go in. I said, no, you don't. He's already behind the door. He can kick that door till the cows come home. It's like the kid said, I refuse to go down to my room. Okay. I said, hey, man, leave him in the day room. Take all the chairs and tables out, lock everything up, and leave him. He's going to get tired. He said, I'll sock that wall. You can hit that brick wall. I said, I've never known that brick wall to lose a fight in 30-some-odd years. Go right ahead, son. Hit that wall. You know, I've never learned
brick
to
wall
lose a
fight.
Hey,
that's a good
that,
I like
that. Fight that brick wall. So I'm just saying, you know, you learn through your, as officers are saying, through experience, and you learn that there's a better way. When a kid says to me, man, I'm going to kick your ass, I said, young man, that's cool. You know, matter of fact, take your best shot. Because if I go down, and you better make sure I'm out. Because, hey, you know what? I'm going to get paid. You're going to get more time. So call it a day. Do whatever you got to do. You know, and
yep.
It's just the way I do it. And then it just, he says, man, you crazy. Yep. Do what you got to do.
Yep. Oh,
that makes
you might today, but I'll see you next week. And when I smack you in the back of the head with a 2x4, you're gonna try. Why you hit me for me? You beating my ass last week.
Interesting.
I had
my second guest scheduled for 7:15, so we have just roughly. What about 6 more minutes? You guys don't mind. With this whole case, this video, and also Crenshaw, you informed me that you haven't seen that video. Next week, I want to bring it up shortly and discuss your point of view of what's going on. Like I said, it was 2 whole years. This family was told that their loved one died of a car accident. 2 years later, a car accident, and now the truth is being shown to the world. And it is something that we really got to stop, you know. Well, it's got to stop to the point of where people need to look at it, where we're seeing a lot of it happen to black folks, but it happens to a lot of people, but unfortunately more so to black individuals. And for it to just be ignored and swept under the rug or whatever you want to call it, is not acceptable. It's not. Should there be more training? Probably so. And I mean, even with the last shooting and they claim that it was justified, but we're going to give these officers more training. Well, right there, that kind of tells guilt. Because if you have to send an officer back to be trained again after a fatal shooting, you're admitting guilt that they did something wrong. Am I right or wrong, Officer Crenshaw?
Not necessarily, because we're all human. We're not robots. So each one of us react to different situations differently based on our interpretation of that situation. In some cases, you might need more training. In some cases, you might need to get rid of that officer. And like I said before, if they would do psychological evaluations twice a year, not only when you get hired or only when you go through a traumatic situation, but just twice annually, just to see where your mindset is as far as you doing the job, they might be able to weed out the ones who want to hurt, want to kill, want to brutalize, want to and territorial as far as selling drugs. What was that movie Denzel Washington was in?
Training Day.
Training Day. They might be able to weed out the ones with that mentality, because you can get a feel of someone. You know, you can bullshit a bullshitter, but your body language, your eyes, everything about you tells a story about you. Everything about you. So you can talk a very good game and not know shit. But your body language will tell the truth. That old saying, playing football, that running back, watch his weights. His weights going to tell you where he's going. It's true. Your body will tell on you every damn time. Think about it. When you're tired, what happens? You go lay down and go to sleep. Your body tells everything. The way you hold your head, the way you move your eyes, your hands, your arm, body gestures, everything. That's what they
and when you
do
yawn.
In FBI school as far as interrogation. Well,
right.
They teach you to look at everything. Going through interrogation school, you have to look at everything. Tapping of the foot, you know, you look at every body movement made.
I think one of the key things is as you said, like the eyes, if you look away, it's funny that when you're talking to someone and they keep looking away, to me, it's like they're trying to think of something to make up. You follow me? If you question something, you know, it's like, well, what happened was, and they start looking left and right and up and down. It's like, let me figure this one out. Basically, that's one of the major ones.
Some people will look you straight in your eyes and lie to you to where it looks convincing. But if you look at the rest of their body, they're doing something else with the rest of their body that they don't normally do, because they're trying to convince themselves that that lie is the truth and hoping that you believe it.
That's interesting.
Look you dead
so they're
in your
taking
eyes,
your...
but rubbing their chin at the same time, looking you dead in your eyes. No, baby, I didn't cheat on you. I wouldn't do that. I love you. Rubbing their chin.
And he's tapping his
it's
foot.
Something else.
or right, rubbing their chin, tapping their foot. It's something else that
right.
they're doing. I follow you, yeah, that you have to pay attention to. That's an interesting point.
Hey, wives going to be paying attention now.
Wives, girlfriend, yeah. Be like, why are you tapping your foot? How come you rubbing your chin? Right.
Don't forget about mentioning the side chick. She's looking too. The side chick, she looking too.
Yeah.
That's Andrea James, you guys. Love Andrea from the Entrepreneurs. Thank you, Andrea, for joining us.
From Today's Entrepreneur. Hey, good afternoon.
Today's Entrepreneur,
if I can take a quick second, I know you don't have a lot of time before your next guest comes on. I have been in touch with your last guest from Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Stay tuned, okay?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
We definitely will. We definitely will.
To say that with me living here in Southern California, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. He lives in Compton. He said in the building that he lives in, just that was Wednesday night, Wednesday or Tuesday, with this week, 6 murders in the building that he lives in alone. Not alone, but 6 murders. And 2 of them have been in the news, and that's about it. So I understand as far as police go, sheriff, and that's sheriff, I'm sorry, that's sheriff. L.A. is Officer Crenshaw. You know, Compton is ruled by a sheriff. And,
right.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of, do you know Brad Carson with Jobs Create Peace?
The name is familiar.
Okay. We need to touch bases offline. You're here in L.A. and so am I. So
no,
I know we know some of the same people.
Yeah, no, I used to live in L.A. long, long time ago, but I still got family there and friends there. But I'm in Atlanta with Mike.
Oh, okay, so you were here. Okay, got it. I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's unfortunate, and you mentioned he mentioned Training Day. And let me just say from a personal experience, one of my nephews went to prison, federal prison. I don't know if it was once or at least he went to prison twice. And I don't know, both times a federal or one time. And he said he was trying to emulate, get this, the character in Training Day, Denzel Washington. He was wanted to emulate that character. I said, oh, really? Okay. And so he did his time, 7 years. He's out. He did his, not even under his PO anymore. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm the immediate matriarch in my family. I have 5 men under me. And this particular nephew, I want to bring him under my wing and my businesses, should I say, because I don't want him to go back to prison. So I'm going up to Sacramento next month, and I told him, I said, I need to meet your PO. I said, are your PO, is he black or white? And he said, well, T.T., one is black and one is white. I know, Michael, you're limited on time. And I said, which one did you have a better relationship with? He said, the white one. I said, okay, really? And he said, yeah, T.T. And I said, okay, I want to meet him. He said, okay, T.T., because I want to let his, I want to know, I want to be connected up in Northern California the way I am down here, and why not start with my own blood?
There you go.
Right.
There you go.
That's right. Start with the family.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it hurts me to know that my family is also in these statistics. Although my nephew, I think he just turned 40 or maybe still be 39, single with no children. And I want to leave him that way until he's ready.
Right, exactly.
And I told him, I said, when we come up, we got to have some TT nephew time because there's a little girl that's hanging on to him. And I need to tell him some things. Plus, his mother told me that he's not ready. So when a man ain't ready, he ain't ready.
That's right.
And I want to give him some tools
so
he can get ready.
It takes time, and it takes motherhood and sisterhood, brotherhood. You know, it may be a saying this all the time. You know, it takes a village to what? To raise a child.
Raise a village.
So,
it takes a village to raise a village first and then
raise
the children.
So that's what we have to look at, that we have to do that. And so fortunately, I believe I have a village here so that we all learn from each other. I am definitely at the point of where I have to go ahead and take a quick music break. And our guest is here on the board. And I'm not going to play his songs first. I'm going to play another cut because one of the members of this group, friends with Ronald Green, and he never knew what really happened other than the lie that was told 2 years ago. So I'm going to play a track by them, and then I'm going to introduce our guest. And for all of you who could still stay on, please do. For any questions or comments, our guest today is Jay Only. He's going to be joining us right after this. This is 3TOB with Never Gonna Give You Up, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back.
I'm never gonna give you up. You're the only one.
Welcome back to the TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show here on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. And I want to say thanks to our earlier callers, Officer Crenshaw and Mr. Time and Ship. They had some other engagements they had to go ahead and attend to, so thank you for joining us in the first hour. And I see there's some folks on the board. And I want you to welcome our guest, who chimed in just momentarily. So, Mr. Jay Only is joining us. How you doing, Jay? And happy Saturday to you, my brother. Oh, wait a minute. Let me make sure his mic is open. There we go. How you doing, Jay?
Doing pretty good, man. How you doing?
All right. Bless and favor. Thank you for joining us. And
thanks for having me.
And I want to thank Cotton Campbell for bringing you to my attention and listening to your music. Very impressed, very good, because I'm the type of person I like hearing different sounds, and listening mm-hmm. to what you've done and the people that you've worked with, as I said, very impressive. Now, I was looking at your bio,
mm-hmm.
and in your bio, just to give a little bit of background, let's see, you're from Deerfield Beach, Florida, right? Originally.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let us, our listeners, know a little bit about you before we get into the music and what you're doing today, what we're going to hear, and what you're going to be doing in the future. Give us a little bit of background. I don't want to read the bio because it sounds like it's, you know, just all rehearsed, but just want to hear from you.
Okay, no problem. Well, I go by the name of Jay Only. I'm a pop R&B singer from Deerfield Beach, Florida, as you said before. I just recently, probably maybe 2 or 3 years ago, went solo, but before then I was in two boy bands. I met my manager and also someone who you'll be hearing on some of the records that you're going to play as well, by the name of Ellison Kendrick. And he kind of just, you know, molded me and kind of discovered me in the band with the guys and saw that I was the one with the, you know, the potential and was like, man, you're going to be a superstar, so let's continue to work. And he saw that I was hungry and I just wanted to work and, you know, show the world what I can do. So I literally just been like, you know, trying to bring something different, a different sound, a different body of work to the industry, and just kind of molding the trap and the R&B along with the country harmonies, you know, the tight harmonies that come from the countryside of music, and just kind of molding all that together and also bringing the dancing side of me as well, which I've been doing that since, you know, like 4 years old. So just kind of putting all that together into one and kind of just showing different, you know, different elements of, you know, what I've learned over the years.
Now, you caught my ear right there when you said the countryside of harmony. Explain what you mean by that for people who are not familiar with country. For me, I listen to all kinds of music, and I do notice that there is a difference there. But please explain that.
Country music, you know that when you hear their music, their harmony is going to be extra precise and tight. Like almost, it's almost going to sound like one voice. So when I say the country harmonies, what I mean is like when I used to wake up every morning, you know, high school, I used to wake up and I used to turn on the country channel that used to play all of the country music videos. And I was always intrigued by how tight their harmonies were. And I was like, man, I was like, if I infuse all of that together, like, that would be an amazing sound. So, like, I eventually, you know, caught on to how they were doing it, you know, just kind of just sat down with, like, my music teachers from high school and just kind of just taught myself the different notes and keys and everything. And it was like, if I put them together, I'll get that fullness and that sound that country music has. And I was like, okay, now that I do R&B or pop, let's add the country harmony inflections into those. And I fell in love with it. So I was like, you know what, that's going to be my niche. Like, that's going to be my niche when people feel me. They're going to be like, oh, my gosh, like the harmonies is crazy in the back. So I feel like when people hear that, they're going to be like, yeah, most definitely. So that's like my little niche that I want people to kind of hear and key into and really feel. And that's the story behind it.
Okay. And what examples of artists that you would listen to that gave you that idea when you were listening to the country artists, if you don't mind? What songs or what artists made you think of this is different?
I always listen to, well, from the countryside, I always listen to Josh Turner. Like he's like one of the artists that I really keyed in on, and I found out about him actually in a movie theater, like when the movie's done playing and everything, and they play like his music or his music video, and I was like, oh man, he has amazing sound, like, and his voice is very deep, but his harmony is what really caught me. So like that's pretty much like what I caught on to as far as the countryside. But then a lot of artists that I listen to as far as my genre would be like the Joes, the Tanks, who you got, the Marios, it's a bunch, man. It's a bunch. Who else? You got your Ushers, you got your Chris Browns, your Jason Derulos, and then if you want to go like back, you know, I would have to say, like, you know, Michael Jackson, like, his harmonies is always, you know, tight, and then I dance as well. So, you know, I know that's cliche, but, you know, like, that's really, like, who started me with all this, like, you know what I mean? So, got to say him.
Now, before we get into your music, which, you threw me off guard with the country thing because, as I said, I mean, I listen to all kinds of music. I even listen to classical. I've been listening to different things because being a musician myself, I appreciate individuals that are artists regardless of what they do, that are good, you know, of course, and really love their craft. But you threw me a loop right there. But yeah, see, now you have me start thinking about some country songs. I'm like, yeah, you got a point there. And I'm going to bring up something else about the difference between R&B and country, because country, when they have their award shows, it's all country music, the country music awards. Then you have the Soul Train awards, everything. There's so many different categories, right, for different things. But I like that. Now, before we get into your music, I know I'm probably jumping the gun, but who do you listen to now, if you do? Because some artists that I've talked to, they like, I have some that I like, but I don't really listen to their music because I'm busy doing my own. You follow me? So they don't want it to they don't want to hear something, a track from that artist and incorporate it into their creativity you know, and mm-hmm. think about it and be like, you know, that sounds like who I like. You follow me?
Right. Yeah.
So who do you like, Phil?
Who do I like? I like the new artist, Givian. You know, I like mm-hmm. I like his sound. But like you were saying, like I pretty much try not to turn on too much radio and
right.
listen too many artists, because that's what's happening in today's industry, is where a lot of the stuff is sounding the same, and
mm-hmm.
It's a lot harder to make it in the industry when you sound the same. You get what I'm saying? So like I try not to listen too much radio, but I also tap in just a little bit just so I don't lose, you know, the modern day sound, just so when you do hear it, you go, okay, I can listen to that next to Chris Brown, or I can listen to that next to Mario or your Usher or, you know, whoever is current right now. Like you want to be able to put that song after or before whatever you're hearing on the radio. So that's when I kind of like tap in. But other than that, I try not to listen too much radio. For one, I feel like they play the same songs like over and over again. So that's really another part that's really like motivating me too. I'm like, okay, they play a lot of the same songs. Let me go hard enough to where I can put my song in there so they can play mine to death. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like a lot of things to it. But I really try not to tap in too much. But if I do listen to somebody, I'll do like Givian or Chris Brown or Tank, or but I was raised on the older stuff, so I might do like some Joe, or you know, like some Drew Hill, some Jodeci, stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
just to kind of stay away from the new stuff and everything being repeated. So yeah.
Wow. Okay, I see you on that. That's a good thing. That's a very good
mm-hmm.
thing. Well, look, let's see. I was looking at which one to play first, but let's do She Lied first. Natural
okay.
Ting I love, and She Lied I like for the fact that, as you said, Ellison Kendrick is also collaborating with you on this, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So give us a little introduction, and we'll get started with that. Tell us, how did that song come about and the story of it?
I originally was supposed to just write the record, and I did that. I co-wrote the record with Ellison, and then Ellison hit me up like a day before the recording. The recording, he was like, "Yo, you should write a rap to it," and I'm like, "Yeah." I was like, "Okay, I'll try and see what I can do, what I can come up with." So it was only supposed to be a reference, though. Like I was supposed to go in the studio and record it, and then. You know, they're going to find a rapper to get on it. And then once I did it, both him and the guy who produced it, Jay Jones, they came to an agreement. They was like, "Nah, bro, like, we just going to keep him on it, man. There's no reason. Like, he sounds too good. There's no reason we should, you know, find a rapper to do it or whatever. Let's just go with him on it." And that's how the song came about. And
wow.
It came out dope. Came out really dope.
That's amazing. Wow. You know,
yeah.
You know that that's pretty much the same thing that happened to with the late Barry White. He actually was putting in promos and just using his voice just to fill the song, and they said the same
right.
thing. No, you need to stay on there. Good story. Well, hey, you guys, sit back and listen to Jay Only with Ellison Kendrick. Here's She Lied.
She said, "I'm supposed to be a man and hold it down. We came up with a plan, I fucked around. Now I got her looking silly, call it a clown. Are you the father of our kid? What a waste of time. Who's faking now? I'm the one who's breaking bread while you telling lies. You're supposed to lead our home, but you broke inside. Are you taking care of us? Have another try. Just get it right. Are you a boss around your friends, not your family? I really know the truth, but you better stop playing with me. You're delusional. It's all just a fantasy. Now go and tell the people that you're not the man you claim to be."
Who's love? Advertisement. Huge heart with a knife inside it. Thought you were the one I could ride with. So many plans, I only can dream of it. No love, only less. Keep it positive. Get your best. Through the heart. Get the next. You're in pain now. So don't stress anymore. The things that you said to me, yeah. unnoticed breach of devotion, deep as the ocean.
Welcome back to the PMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show on a beautiful Saturday here in the ATL. The time is now 7:40 p.m. And you just heard She Lied with Jay Only and Ellison Kendrick. Man, I like that groove, man. I love the rap. I like that groove. That was nice. That was really nice.
Thank you. Shout out to Jay Jones. Yes. Dope producer, man. Dope producer and bass player out of Miami. So,
okay.
Definitely.
Yeah. Now, you guys did that. First of all, I didn't even say or I didn't confirm. You're located where?
I'm located in Deerfield Beach.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry. Deerfield Beach, Florida. So are you excited that things are opening up now because now people are getting an opportunity to go to shows and concerts? And I'm sure that you're going to be planning on being out where people can see you perform live because based on the fact that you're a dancer, writer, and recording artist. So you're looking forward to this, right?
I'm super excited, man. Like, you know, obviously, you know, we want to stay cautious, you know, make sure we – you know, wear our masks and, you know, be cautious of, you know, who you're around and stuff like that. But I am super excited for everything to open back up. Like, I can't wait to hit the stage, man. Like, that's like my, like one of my happy places. Like, I love performing and seeing people's reactions and stuff like that and connecting and feeling what I felt when I recorded the record and wrote the record. So I'm super excited.
Fantastic. We look forward to seeing you. Let me see. I want to ask, Andrea James, you're here. Andrea, you have any questions or comments to what we just heard? She Lied.
I want to say I heard the first song, the original, but this one, I want to say I was on another conference call. I had to switch over real quick. However, Michael, I know that this young man, the fact that Coco, one of the people that you are connected to, brought this young man on and how he's already talking, the people that he kind of emulates after, I'm already giving a thumbs up. Not that you're asking for, yes, we like him or no, we don't. But I already trust. And if there's going to be another song between now and the end of the show?
Yes, of course.
Great. Great. Well,
no, there's going to be another song because I tell you the one.
You.
In fact, I'm already sharing it, which I already shared with some other folks and they listen to it, which is Natural Things, which I will be playing. I like the fact that you dropped the H, not things, tings. That's creative.
Tings.
You know.
Well, how, when I can't remember where he's from. Somewhere in Florida. Has he been here to the West Coast?
I've been up that way, like, but it's been some years. It's been years.
Yeah, he's from Deerfield Beach, Florida.
Oh, that's right.
Florida got a lot of great talent there. So many parts of Florida have a lot of great talent there. But, like, her question was, like, you've been on the West Coast, and I'm sure you're looking forward to, you know, spreading the music. Now, I know that sometimes things become regional for some artists. Are you getting your music out much more further within, you know, outside of just a certain area? Of course, there's social media. There's all kinds. So if you don't mind, share with everyone how they can contact you to purchase, download, buy, whatever your situation is or whatever you're doing to get this great music out because it's a great EP, you guys. You got to check it out. If you don't mind, please share how they can get a hold of your music. And, of course, pretty sure you're going to get that fan club rolling, if not already.
I got to. I'm trying to expand as much as I can, but if you're trying to look for anything, look for me on social media or any other digital outlets. You can find me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at JAYONLE. That's JAYONLE. Again, that's JAYONLE. And also, if you want to look for any of my music, you can find that on all digital outlets as well. It's called Black Knight EP. And you can type that in on any device or any digital network that you use, or you listen to your music at, and just vibe and, you know, jump into my world and, you know, feel what I felt when I was creating those records. And I hope you like it.
Okay. Appreciate you, and thank you for coming on the show. And
thanks for having me.
You know, I listened to the whole CD, the whole EP, and I'm like, I wish I could play the whole thing. But would love for you to come back on, right, so we can get into more of the music and play more of the songs.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we don't have enough time to play it all, but we are going to play more. I promise that.
Thank you so much.
What I want to get into right now is Natural Pain. I love this song, to be honest. The first time I heard it, I was like, okay, you got me on this. And to be honest, I'm very critical about music. You know, I've been listening to music for a long time, and I listen to songs, and I'll play it over and over again. But when I play it the first time, and the reason why I do that, because some songs, they don't hit me right away. You follow me? And I'm like, okay,
right. Maybe
I missed something. Let me listen to the lyrics. Then let me listen to the instrumentation. Let me listen to, you know, I break it down. But this got me the moment I heard it. I was like, okay, I like this. It just hit me that way, to be honest with you. It really hit me, and I was like, okay, this brother got a nice voice. The melody is really nice. And, of course, I played it again and again because I was really impressed, all right, for Black Lotus and more. But give us a little bit about how this song came about before we get into it.
I used to meet a lot of girls that were, and I also had a friend who was very, like, insecure, and I used to always ask her, you know, like, why? Like, why are you so insecure? Why don't you like the way you look? And she was like, well, I need to have my hair like this, and then my body needs to look like this, and I need to look like this girl that's on Instagram, or I need to do that. And I say, no, you don't. I say, that's how society wants you to look. I said, you need to love yourself. You need to be happy with the way you look and how God created you, and be happy with, you know, looking yourself in the mirror and say, I'm a queen, you know, I'm beautiful, you know, like you have to be able to look in the mirror and tell yourself that, because if you don't, you know, nobody else will. You have to know that first. You have to be inside of you. So I was like, you know what? If she's feeling like this, and all the other girls that I talked about that are, you know, are constantly having to cover themselves up with, you know, weave or makeup or eyelashes, you know, and a certain type of clothing and stuff like that. I just say, if she's feeling like this, I know it's a bunch of women, you know, and girls out there that are feeling the same way. So I was like, you know what? Only way I can reach them is music, because music is universal. So what I did was I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit down. I'm going to write a song so that girls know that they're beautiful, and don't let society tell you what you need to look like or feel like. And that's what came about after I did that.
Well, Jay, do me a favor. Introduce the next song we're going to listen to.
The next song is my song, and I want you to listen to this, and I really want you to listen to the words and really, you know, love yourself and be you and only you. And here we go with my single, Natural Things.
Natural things, I can't get enough. Love it when your hair's up in a pose. No makeup, baby. I just wanna see your face. Natural things, I can't get enough. I love it when your hair's up in a pose. Bare face,
nowhere, face. I don't care, face. Beautiful in every way. I love you more and more every day. And for you, girl, I'll do anything if I gotta catch a case. I'ma do it. Yeah, I'ma do it. Don't worry, yeah, I'm a king, babe. Yeah, you know how we do it. Yeah, I'ma do it. I'ma do it. Girl, you got my mind blown. And you still got your clothes on.
Natural things I can't get enough. Love it when your hair's up in a puff. No makeup, baby. I just wanna see your face.
Chocolate, I can't get used to this. You say you're trying, don't be modest, girl, you're doing it. Society says it's the only way to be beautiful. Foolishness, pure excellence, that's excellent. That natural glow, I'm in love with
it. If you were in a room, I see no one but you. No matter if you're covered up, girl, you're shining through. Baby, you're in a boo-boo, I know just what to do.
Cheryl Cooley of the all-female band Climax, and you're listening to The Michael Gay Show. Yeah.
Welcome back, you guys. And, yes, you listen to the TMGS with our special guest, Jay Only. Man, Jay, that's, as I said, I can't say it anymore. I love the lyrics of that song. I love the flow of it. Good song. In fact, let me go ahead and let some folks respond to it. I see Officer Crenshaw has rejoined us. Go ahead and hit the number one if you have a chance to. And let me get Andrea, that she's not on a conference call, to go ahead and respond. I know she's always busy.
I'm here. No,
oh, she's
like,
well,
wow.
Connected, trust me.
That was I liked it because it was kind of sexy without really getting, don't take your clothes off. And he said, take your makeup off. I want
right,
to see the natural
right,
look.
Right.
And I think
exactly.
That's beautiful.
That
he could be singing. He'd be standing in the background singing to her while she's sitting there at her mirror in her white terry cloth robe, taking off her makeup. By the time the song go off, you know what? They go get in the shower together. Hello.
Okay.
Like
now, yeah. Okay. So now you can add a story to the story. There you go. That's just the
right.
That is just the prelude to what can happen after that. Officer Crenshaw just chimed in. Let me go ahead and let him go ahead and give his comments on the song.
Thank you.
Wow. All I can say, that was a great song. I mean, it's just like she just said, to where you're being romantic and showing
mm-hmm.
her you're romantic without really being physical, allowing her to be in control if she wants to be physical. But
right.
it's touching. I mean, I joined back in, and I was in the garage just kind of sidestepping and swinging, and then she said something about a white terry cloth robe, and I'm like,
I love it. Thank you so much. It's good.
And you know what got me? What really got me, though, is the fact that with what's going on now, and to be honest, okay, you guys, and we only have 5 minutes left, but to be honest, beautiful black women are putting on these, and I'm sorry, I just got to be honest because I am that type of person.
Go ahead.
You guys,
I know you're going.
Putting on these broom sweeper eyelashes, okay, and all this makeup and these different weaves. And I remember a woman I used to date, she used to get her hair weaved, and I'm like, I want you to go to the hairstylist and just get your hair done. Because I would see when she would take her hair, her fake hair out and see, damn, you got a good grade of hair. I'm like, no, go get – it costs money. I'll pay for it. She's like, okay.
Right.
And everybody at that point was like, damn, I didn't know you had real hair. You know? See, and the thing is that just your natural beauty, your natural beauty. And that's what I like about this song. What you said is that I just want to see your face. And the line that got me is, wake up, baby, I believe is what you said, right? It's like, baby.
No makeup.
I'm sorry. No makeup. But there's been times, you know, and I ain't trying to tell my whole story, but I would look at the woman I was at or with and see them sleeping with no makeup, and I'd be like, well, that's who I fell in love with. That's who I like, what I'm looking at. That's deep. That's real. Mm-hmm. You've seen the natural. You follow me? What they put on and go out in the public is for the public. Now, some women will put on makeup to keep a man. And once they see them without their makeup, they be like, because I knew a woman who told me she would actually wear her makeup all day and all night. And then her husband would see her go to sleep. But she would get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to redo her makeup so her husband would see her the same way every day.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That's a true story now. I'm telling you, that's a true story. So I told her, I said, so what I'm looking at right now is not really you without makeup? She's like, exactly. So why go through all that? And it's not a natural you. We're running low on
time.
Right. But, hey,
like our natural beauty,
love that song. I will be playing it more often. I will be, if you don't mind, sharing it to other hosts that have shows that play songs and promote your songs, okay, and promote you.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate you joining us. And before we go, again, please share how everyone can contact you and get this great music, the new EP. Share it again for us so that everybody has a second chance to save it and follow it.
Okay, you can find the Black Knight EP on all digital platforms, and you can also find me on all social media platforms at JAYONLE. That's JAYONLE. Again, that's JAYONLE. And you know, shoot me a DM, and I want to hear you guys' opinions on, you know, the records and stuff like that, and you know, let me know, you know, what I can do that's more pleasing to you guys. Like, I'm one of those artists, I'm very open, so I don't bite. Y'all can talk to me, just don't get in there with no crazy stuff. But I'm a cool dude. Like, you know, we can always work and network and do whatever we need to do to change the industry and the sound, and I'm all here for it. So thank you so much, guys, for having me on the show. It was a great time.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We wish we had more time. And what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go out with that again, because it definitely needs a second round. All right? You guys got the information.
Right.
Make sure that you follow up with Jay, all right? JAYONLE, he just gave you the information. And the TMGS, our social media pages, will be sharing this show. Also the information on Twitter, on Facebook, and all of our pages. You'll be able to hear this show again and also get the information. Thanks to all my co-hosts that were available. Thanks to all the callers. Andre James, I appreciate you. Love you. God bless. Jay, we want you to come back. We got your back. You've been listening to the TMGS. I'm Michael Gay, and we're out.
Natural things I can't get enough. Love it when your hair's up in a puff. No makeup, baby. I just wanna see your face. Natural things I can't get enough. I love it when your hair's up in a puff. And I ain't going nowhere, face. I don't care, face. Beautiful in every way. I love you more and more every day. And for you, girl, I'll do anything if I gotta catch a case. I'ma do it. Yeah, I'ma do it. Don't worry, yeah, I'm a king, babe. Yeah, you know how we do it. Yeah, I'ma do it. I'ma do it. Girl, you got my mind blown. And you still got your clothes on.
Natural things I can't get enough. Love it when your hair's up in a puff. No makeup, baby. I just wanna see your face. Natural things I can't get enough. I love it when your hair's up in a puff. Chocolate, I can't get used to this. You say you're trying, don't be modest, girl, you're doing it. Society says it's the only way to be beautiful. Foolishness, pure excellence, that's excellent. That natural glow, I'm in love with
it. If you were in a room, I see no one but you. No matter if you're covered up, girl, you're shining through. Baby, you're ineffable, I know just what to do.